Welcome back here on Katy Country 94, Z96.3 Sports. Brad Mason joining us, coach of the cross-country team there at Beloit. Coach, getting ready for regionals. Obviously, it's a long trip for you out to Goodland coming up on Saturday, but a chance to get some of your kids to state. I know really kind of looking on the boys' side, obviously, we have factored in and looked at Lance Lundeen over the past couple of years, and he's looking to make it back to state. But as you look at your group, as you head out there, girls and boys, how do you feel about chances for Lance and others to make it to state again?
Yeah, we're really excited, and I like our chances very much so. A nice opportunity to get out there. It's a course that that we've never run, but it's a course, a fairly flat course that Lance likes those. Nothing like a Concordia or a Ellsworth that we've seen in the past, but looks like it's going to be pretty fast. The weather looks like it's going to be very conducive for some fast times. So I'm looking at a really good race for Lance. He just needs to really run his race. He doesn't need anything spectacular, but he's definitely going to have to run a good race. There's a lot more parity this year than years past. So we have four. We call them regionals. You know, a lot of people, you know, are familiar with sports. It would be like equivalent of, say, a sub-state. But anyway, we came back from last year at Southeast. It was so competitive. And Lance really had to run his best race just to get onto state. But it's going to be a tough race, but I think things look really good for him. I was just looking at some of the boys that are going to be there. There's going to be really two or three crazy good teams. Holcomb, Scott City, and definitely Lakin has some really top-notch programs. And there's a couple Lakin kids that are running, you know, 16:22, 16:40, 42. And I think they're going to go 1-2. They're just really, really that good. Holcomb has a couple really decent runners, and you know, running in the low 17s. So Lance, I think he needs to be around that low 17 to maybe 17:20, to crack that top five. And he's very capable of that. The other kid that we're kind of concerned with a little bit last week, he lost to I think his name's Johnson from Ellsworth, beat him at Lakeside. But Lance didn't have his best race last week. He beat him the week before at Ellsworth's own meet. So he's going to be kind of in the running too, and then a kid from Scott City. So, like I said, if Lance runs a smart race, I think he's got a really good shot at a top five, top six. They need definitely top tens. You move on to the next level, Rimrock this year. So I think he just needs to get into that front pack and just stay with maybe a couple of Holcomb runners and run his race. The other kid we're going to take is Brogan Monty. And he's a fun freshman that we've had running for us this year. A lot of fun. He's just awesome attitude, loves the competition, really has turned into a really good cross-country runner for us. And he's ready to do a PR there. And just a tremendous opportunity for him as a freshman that I think is going to pay, you know, great dividends for him next year as a sophomore. Legitimately, I think maybe a top 25 finish. I'm not sure he could crack that top 10, top 15. And he realizes that, but you never know. Things can happen, and things can get weird, and I don't know the health, you know, of those top 10, top 15 boy runners, so anything's possible. So that's kind of where we're looking on the boy side right now.
As far as the girls, how do they look?
Things are looking really pretty decent for Belush, Jenna Belush. I got my fingers crossed with this young lady. It's her senior year, and you know, she was kind of having some health issues last year. It's going to be her last, possibly her last race. So she's excited. She went as a team a couple years ago, and she has not gone as an individual. And she ran a 22:30 something last week. She really needs to be close to that 22 flat time, maybe to make it. It just depends, you know, who shows up and what people, what girls can run. Norton. The Norton girl, she won last week, and the Lakeside invite, and I have her maybe fourth or fifth Saturday. Southwestern Heights has, they got three, four girls that can really run some good times, you know, high 19s, low, mid 20s. Holcomb has a couple of good runners. You know, I'm looking down the list right here. Cimarron, Lakin, Goodland, Scott Community. They all have at least one girl that has that have posted times faster than Jenna. So I got Jenna probably right now maybe top 15, maybe that 14, 15 spot. So you know, she's just right on the bubble, Dusty. So if she has a, you know, her best race of the season and really gets after it, she's got a really, really good chance for moving on. Ariana, I'm excited for her to run and see how things shape up for her. A good opportunity for her as well. You know, she's going to have a steeper hill to climb, so to speak, to maybe make it to state. But you know, it's just good attitude. It's fun to have her along. I've always appreciated her encouragement and positive attitude, and it really rubs off on other runners. So she's our second girl we're taking. So we'll see. We'll see how things pan out for those two girls and the two boys.
Brad Mason, coach of the Beloit Trojan Cross Country Teams. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck out at Goodland on Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much, Dusty.